Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
It is 7:21 on a Sunday morning, Total Information AM Sunday. It is time to chat with our political analysts, Hancock and Kelly. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with the big news of the week that President Trump says he's going to take over Gaza and move Palestinians to other countries, and there's been a lot of reverberation in the Middle East. John, I'll start with you. You know, is this just him shaking or stirring the pot, or is it a realistic thing?
Well, it's not a realistic thing. He clearly hadn't briefed his Secretary of State on that position. And I think, you know, this is somewhat typical of Donald Trump. He floats these ideas and they quickly retreated. I mean, it's obvious we're not going to send troops to Gaza. We're not going to take over Gaza. And Secretary Rubio made that very clear this week. But, this is the wild ride we're all in for. A lot of people love it, and a lot of people scratch their heads.
Well, does it have value to do things like what the president is doing, is to go into territory that previous leaders would not do, things people would not say?
Well, that is his, that's his MO. And, whether it's helpful or not is, I don't know that I have a verdict on that one. But, it's not surprising that Donald Trump says and does these kinds of things.
Michael, what do you think?
Well, I don't even think it was all thought out. I think it came out of his mouth in the moment that he said it. And I don't even think he realized what he was saying. I mean, what he was talking about would be committing American troops to, I don't know, some type of an American enclave for the foreseeable future. He was going to force immigrants on other countries. Interesting narrative for this president as he's trying to stop immigration. So I really don't think it was thought out. I think it's what we should expect with Donald Trump. So grab a seatbelt, buckle up, man. We're just getting started.
Well, as the Democratic analyst here, what do you make of his first few weeks in terms of what you thought was going to happen and what actually has happened?
Well, I think anybody who tells you they're not shocked by what's gone down is not telling the truth. I guess I'm shocked at the speed that he's gone with it, Scott. You know, Project 2025, I know it was something we heard a lot about during the campaign, but everything the president is up to was written in that document, and he's moving fast and deliberately. I think he knows full well that eventually the courts or potentially even Republicans will stop some of what he's trying to do. But even in defeat, the ashes of destruction are a victory for Donald Trump and what he's trying to do to the government.
John, what do you make of Elon Musk's role so far in this government?
Well, it's unprecedented, that we do know. And, you know, my hope, Scott, is that they will actually identify ridiculous spending that the federal government does, and the federal government does ridiculously spend a whole lot of money. My hope is that they focus on that, root that out. Now, it's going to take, should take, under the Constitution, should take, an act of Congress to cut that spending out. But my fear is that they're not going to follow the constitutional processes of doing these things. You know, it should be a desire of the American people that wasteful spending be removed. But, you know, going after wholesale entire agencies of the federal government and demolishing them is not, in my opinion, the best way to go about that.
Michael, you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, obviously, I don't like a lot of what the president's up to. But mostly what I don't like is that there's a person who's doing it who wasn't elected. It seems as though we've empowered the world's richest man to go deal with whatever it is that he chooses to do, and then allow his comrades and folks who work for him to have access to everything related to the American government. I mean, I don't know. I watched Donald Trump run for president for over a year and a half, nearly 4 years, if you add up since January 6th, that it's clear he's been running for president. Elon Musk showed up in the last 3 weeks, and now he's making all the decisions. I don't think this is what the American people voted for, and I think that hopefully soon this relationship will come to an end.
Locally, Michael, you know, listening to the intel, seeing the polls, what do you think is going to shake out for city government here in the next couple of months? Because we do have an election coming up.
And I'm working for some groups that are supportive of Kara Spencer. So my comments may be a bit hindered when I tell you that I don't think it looks good for the mayor. That type of polling when you're all upside down the way she is really hard to come back from. And then that on the heels of the absolute disaster related to the storm. But, you know, Scott, we have this interesting voting process in the city of St. Louis, and so there's really no traditional ways to pull it. The tea leaves sure seem to say that the voters want to make some type of a change, but it really will come down to who shows up in this primary and then ultimately general election, which is confusing because you don't have to vote for just one candidate. You can vote for all of them if you want. It's mind-blowingly stupid.
John, I'll give you state government. We have a new governor in office, and the legislature has been in session for a few weeks. Any thoughts on what has happened so far or what you see going on?
Well, you know, for the last, I don't know how many years, state government, the reporting on the Missouri General Assembly has focused on its dysfunction, the internal fights that take place and so forth. And I think under Governor Kehoe, there's been a remarkable difference in the tone, in the substance, in the quality of what's coming out of the news in Jefferson City. And I don't think that's an accident. I think we've got a governor who is focused, who is serious, who is substantive. And I'm very optimistic about the products we're going to get from this Missouri General Assembly.
That is John Hancock, also Michael Kelly. Thanks, gentlemen.
See you, Scott.
All right. It's 7:28, and you're listening to Total Information AM Sunday.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.